are so tagging this day until the Lord Thursday. We're giving thanks and glory to God for 5 wonderful years here on the Master's Call, and it's such a delight to have each and every one of you join us this morning. And it's not too late. Tag a few people and tell them, yes, get on this call because you're going to get blessed. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. We say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. So, Father, we say, let your glory fill this temple. Let your glory fill this telecommunications sanctuary. Let your glory fill our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We glorify you, Father, that they said yes and they were obedient to the call. And, Lord God, we're looking forward to another 5 years. We say glory to your holy name. Let your people, Lord, say yes. And thank you, Lord, because we are expecting great and mighty things to happen for another 5 years here on the Master's Call. Lord God, we say clear the air. Clear the airways, oh God. And we know that your word is going to go forth this morning. Bless the anointed man of God that's going to come forth with another message this morning. And we give you glory, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you could tell I'm excited, and I know you are too. So what I'm going to do is get out of the way and pass it over to our host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there this morning? Well, praise God, praise God. I tell you, we are excited that we got the TMC. We're going to carry it forth, and we're giving God glory and honor for another opportunity to worship and serve him. And we say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. So, I want to say good morning to all of you for joining us and being a part of the Master's Call. The Master's Call, if you're not aware of it, has started back in 5 years ago. 5 years ago, two women of God, anointed and appointed, had said yes, yes to the answer. And they said yes because
Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Are you going to take it away?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Okay,
to God be the glory. To God
Amen.
Be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for stepping in and for seating us and greeting us on this Oh, Give Thanks Unto the Lord Thursday. Technical difficulties, you must be bounded right now. In the name of Jesus, this call will go forth free, clear, and uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus. So we welcome each and every single one of you. Thank you so much, Prayer General, to our fourth day of our fifth year celebration here on the Master's Call, where God has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives for the last almost 5 years. And we thank him for what he's doing. We thank God every single day for our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because if it was not for their yes, this telecommunication sanctuary would not happen at this divine and appointed hour any day at all. So thank you, thank you, thank you to our co-founders for the vision and for following the mission and the mandate that God has given you. So we welcome each and every single one of you to the call. If you're joining us for the first time, we ask that you would visit our website because that will definitely plug you into what has been going here on the Master's Call. Our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. When you go onto our website, you will see all of the bios and all of our messages have been archived. Yes, I did say that. All of our messages have been archived. That is very unique for this call, and I am so glad to be a part of it. We also have an email. So many of you may be sitting out there wondering, you know what, how can I be a part of the TMC in this new season? How can I be a greeter like Minister Brenda Terrell just did a few minutes ago and greet the people as they come on the line, or right now I'm currently hosting, or maybe you have a message in your belly that you want to share with the masses? Well, this is the platform for you to do so. So we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will truly and definitely respond to your request. Immediately following this call, we head over to the new morning motivational call, and today this is Transformation Thursday. And Minister Byron Redman will be over there breaking it down today, so you do not want to miss, as Artist International has celebrated its 25th year, and I'm sure he's going to be coming with a powerful message this morning as he was there in Las Vegas with us as we celebrated. So please dial in to 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598. Town immediately following this call. Artistpreneurs on the line, please make sure that you join us on the Millionaires Call. That will be at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 530-881-1300. And then the access code is 539598 pound. Yes, that's the same number as the morning motivational call. Please make sure that you get yourself and your guest on that line. And I just want to put out a quick reminder, a half an hour before that last Millionaires Call, there is the artist relaunch of the Artist Educational System call today. And today being Thursday, it's the leadership training call with Dr. Karen Johnson. Please, 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 if you're not on your computer, dial in to 712-432-0900 and the access code 847-610-POUND. So much is going on in Artist International. If you're not a part of Artist International and you want to know more about what it is, please get back with the person that invited you to this call and ask them, how can an appointment with Artist change my life? And they will be more than glad to share it with you. So now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. I know you guys heard that mighty and powerful, practical, and profound message that came straight from the throne room yesterday through our messenger who has been with us here on the Master's Call the whole time of this call. I'm telling you, we get excited on Wednesdays to hear his voice, but we're getting excited today because this is Thursday and he is coming with a double message for us. And so we're excited. Pastor Chuck Brown, definitely he's no stranger to this call, definitely talented and gifted man of God that is doing things in excellence out there in Louisiana. I'm so proud to call him one of my brothers. His family, they are doing things in excellence. He's married to the awesome and amazing Marcia Brown. He has two wonderful children, one playing basketball over there in college, getting ready to do great things. So look out for him, Chuck Brown III, and also Mrs. Christina Eve, who's out there doing mighty things as well. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line none other than my brother, Pastor Chuck Brown. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, good morning. Not Pastor Chuck, this is Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, Miss Tiffany.
Dr. Vanessa, hold on. Okay, I heard the switch, the shift. So that is that voice that you just heard, Dr. Vanessa, she is our mother eagle. Why do we call her our mother eagle? Because she stretches us to where God would have her to stretch us to. And that's why we call her our mother eagle. This lady right here, I'm telling you, she is victorious. She is anointed. She is noble. She is efficient. She is saved. She is sanctified. And she is our appointed speaker for this celebration day four here on the Master's Call. So it is my pleasure to bring to the line Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, there's always a shift, and we are taught and we know to be ready in season and out of season. And I know we will hear from Pastor Chuck again soon. I am always excited, always ready to bring, thus saith the word of God. A lot of things are going through my spirit this morning. I think I'm going to just speak briefly. And there he is. All right, Pastor Chuck. I see you just popped in, and I am going to pass the baton to you.
Sorry.
That is okay. There's not a problem. God has it all under control. Man of God, take it away.
Amen. Thank you. I had some phone issues trying to get on, but I'm so glad that I was able to connect with you all, give you what the Lord has given to me. Again, we celebrate and honor these women of God and the entire family that helps to make this work on a daily basis, 5 years. God bless you all. We appreciate your service, your ministry. I want to share something that the Lord gave to me. And I believe it's going to fall right in line with those especially who are working with this ministry and those who are just working for the Lord in general. I want to minister from this subject, God is refreshing me. God is refreshing me. And to be refreshed means to be given supernatural strength, and this is, you know, from a spiritual perspective, given supernatural strength, energy, and boldness to complete God's assignment on the earth. To be given supernatural strength, energy, and boldness to complete God's assignment on the earth. You're here for a purpose, for a reason that God has you here. Sometimes we confuse our purpose with existence. We're not here to exist, meaning, you know, just to be alive, but we're supposed to go through life full of purpose. God doesn't want us just going through the day-to-day journey of life, but he wants us to do more than exist. He wants us to live life purposely on purpose. Your purpose was established before you were born. Your purpose was determined before the world was framed. As God told Jeremiah, he says to us that before your mother and father even connected, had already called you. Called us to what? He called us to complete this assignment that he's placed within us. Simply put, your purpose is what God has for you to do. The issue that arises is that there are many other things that we get caught up in doing and pursuing that are not necessarily in alignment with our God-given purpose. And here's the truth. Once we start on this road of purpose, we will inevitably become weary, we'll become tired, we'll become drained. And because we're still human, our flesh can't always handle all that we have to do in these rests, in these relaxation. But there are seasons when you won't have that opportunity to rest as you normally would. And those restless seasons are important because it shows that God is about to do something. And God never does anything for anyone who's determined to stay where they are. It's for those who are serious about doing their assignment. And then God says, look, I'm going to refresh you. Why? Who am I refreshing? I'm refreshing those who are favored by me, those who have been preferred by me. I'm going to give them my refreshing. And in Romans 12 and 1, verses 1 and 2, New Living says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he's done for you. It can be a living and holy sacrifice, a kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing. The first thing that God does is he gives those who are favored refreshing thoughts. He gives us refreshing thoughts. First thing God has to do is to refresh our minds. We need a hard reset from time to time because the way we think determines the way we act. And you hear me talk about thoughts all the time, but it's so powerful because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your ability to think positively in negative situations gives you an edge over those who constantly think negatively. Just changing your perspective changes your situation. It does. I often say that it doesn't change the situation in actuality, but because you are changed in it, the situation changes for you. Isaiah 55 and 8, verses 8 and 9, it says, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, For my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Think of it as being repositioned. In this scripture, we often make the mistake that God is trying to show us that we can't think like him, when actually God is telling us to change the way we think from a human perspective to a God perspective. When you start to think like God, it changes everything. It changes things because of the repositioning. I'm sure you've heard me say this, use this example a lot, but we're limited in our ability to foresee change. We can only see what we see. We have a ground view of everything. We see details. We see the mess. We see the problems. We see the pain. We see the hurt. We see the magnitude of the mountain. We see the weight of the burdens. But God sits high and looks low, and he's looking down, and because he's able to look down, his position gives him greater perspective. He wants us to leave from the ground view and get a heaven view of our life. When you're in the air, the details don't matter. The higher you go, the less details you see. The less details you see, the less they affect you. And when you are transformed in your mind or refreshed in your mind, you begin to see the whole picture, not just a screenshot in front of you. Lord, help us think like you, because when we think like he does, we don't trip out as much. When we think like him, we don't worry as much. We see that there is a way out ahead. The mountains don't matter, because honestly, from my perspective, I can't even see how high the mountain is, because my perspective has me elevated higher than the mountain. What does this have to do with being refreshed? Well, when you know that the way has been made for you, it gives you the confidence to keep going. Raise your mindset so that you can be refreshed in the Lord. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, it's King James Version says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Before I even get to that point, the times of refreshing. I'm so glad that the Lord said, I'm giving you times, not a time of refreshing. Because, Lord, now I'm in a new season, and I know there's going to be a moment I'm going to need to be refreshed again. So thank you, God, that there are times of refreshing. Number two, God gives the favored refreshing moment. He gives the favored refreshing moment. I talked about this last week, but I want you to see it again. When you repent, God not only forgives you, this something that we just shared, we're talking about forgiveness. He not only forgives you, but he forgets what you did. The refreshing of the Lord is crucial to your encouragement to run on and see what the end's going to be. Knowing that God has forgiven you when you had a moment, refreshing moments. When you've had a moment, helps you to know that although you messed up, you can still make it. Although you are anointed, you can still, even though you messed up, you can still be anointed. You can still be used. You can still be promoted. The devil tries to use your failures against you, but God uses your failures to teach you. And one of the biggest and most effective tools of the enemy is discouragement. He discourages us when we mess up. He wants us to think that there's no way that God will forgive you this time. So he brings up how much you've hurt God, and that because you've hurt God on purpose, that God won't then accept your fruit of repentance, but the devil is a liar. Here's again why we had to start with a refreshing of the mind, because God's forgiveness is not like man's forgiveness. Man can forgive and forget. God can forgive and forget. Man, he'll forgive and only forget. He'll forget it as long as he can hold on to it and bring it back up later, use it for ammunition or fuel. They want to hold it over your head forever. But when God forgives you, it's over. When you repent, not apologize, but repent, God refreshes you. Your spirit is given a new cleansing. 1 John 1:9, we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is refreshing. God, he cleans you from within, so that although people may continue to remember your missteps, God doesn't. He looks at who you are now, not who you've been. And again, those moments that Peter was talking about, we're all going to need another chance to get back in the will of God. Because from time to time, all of us, every person on this line, steps out of God's will. Guess what being out of God's will is called? It's called sin. sin is operating outside of God's will for your life. And sin is not limited to this list that a bunch of hypocritical folk will come up with. I notice that when some folk talk about sin, they never name the ones that they're challenged with. They never talk about what they're dealing with. They always want to point out what they think they know about you. But God's refreshing gives us a fresh opportunity to walk in his will. And here's the thing, it's not about man refreshing you, it's about God refreshing you, because God says, look, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. God is looking at you saying, look, you don't need necessarily man's forgiveness or refreshing. You need to get it right with me. Even if they hold it against you forever, you don't have to worry about that. You just allow me to refresh your life. Think of it this way. When you're on your computer and the screen, sometimes the screens will freeze up or it's taking too long to load, there's a feature called refresh the page. And that's what God does for us. The enemy wants you to be stuck because of what you've done. But praise be to God that he will refresh your page. I wonder if anybody's happy that God has given them the opportunity to refresh when they've had moments. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31 says, have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But they that wait upon the Lord, I know that's King James, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Number three, God gives the favored a refreshing wind. He gives us a refreshing wind. Come on, be honest. We all get tired from time to time. I'm talking about tired of everything, tired of school, tired of parenting, tired of being married, tired of being single, tired of church, tired of singing, tired of preaching, tired of working, tired of living. The truth is you can't run a race without being subjected to fatigue. The weight of God's glory alone is enough to make one tired. When you have a real encounter with God, you come out of that thing huffing and puffing, because we can't really handle being in God's presence for real. That's why Moses came down from the mountain glowing, because your flesh can't even handle seeing God. How much more difficult is it to have to deal with the attacks of the enemy, the responsibilities of life, the assignment of ministry, the everyday struggles, the weight and burdens of life's issues? It will wear you out. But watch what God does. He knows you're going to be fatigued. He knows you're going to get weary. He knows you're going to have days when you just don't feel like it. Yet the God who never grows weak, the God who never gets weary, the God who never sleeps or slumbers, that God empowers the weak. And so I know a lot of you are super Christians, but do you ever have weak moments? I know you pray all the time, but have you ever been to the place where you were too weak to even pray? I know you love to praise him, but have you ever gone to church and you were too weak to even lift your hand? God will refresh you with his strength and infuse you with his power. There are moments when car batteries, when you have a car, will go out. You go to start the car, but it won't start because it's worn out. It's been going and going and going, taking you from here to there, not just taking you, but picking up other folk to bring them places. Because, I mean, honestly, not all weariness comes from us. There are some folk who have become weights in our lives that it seems like we're just carrying from place to place. Sometimes the burden of having to help others wears us out, and you get to the place where there's absolute drainage of the energy and the power of the battery. At that point, you're going to need a jump. But I found out something about getting jumps. They only work when you're connected to a vehicle whose battery is stronger than yours. You cannot connect with somebody. You can't connect with somebody who's weaker than you and expect them to give you strength. Nah, you're going to have to connect with someone who already has enough power to make it work for you. And that's our Heavenly Father. He says, look, I have all power in my hand. Yeah, I've given you, I have this power, and I want to do it for you. I'm going to refresh. I'm going to give you a jump start. I'm going to help you start over so that you can make it through this journey. And I want to speak to everyone on this line that you don't have to give up. You can do like Paul says in Galatians, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't, even though you get tired, he says, don't be weary. Don't be weary and don't get tired of doing the right thing, because there's a season that is due you, a season called due that is coming to your life if you will allow the Lord to strengthen you. All of us get tired. Moses looked at the Lord one day, and while he was on this assignment of bringing the people out of the wilderness from Egypt, and he's sitting there saying, look, Lord, these folks just do nothing but complain. I need some help. I need you to help me do something because I can't continue like this. I can't continue on like this. Got to do something, Father. This burden is too heavy for me to carry. God had to refresh him. Every person who had a major assignment, even Jesus, said, look, Father, I know what I told you I wanted to do, but I'm tired. I don't really want to have, I want you to take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. God is serious about giving you a refreshing and a renewing and a revival. He will change your life forever if you allow him to do so. I pray that this word was encouraging to you, and I ask that God will bless your lives forever. Turn the call back over to our host. Be blessed.
Oh, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Chuck, for that powerful, practical, and prophetic message this morning. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day, but let us go to God in prayer at this time. Father, we just thank you and bless you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you that we are able to get up and wake up and celebrate you, Father. We thank you for this day that you have made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for going on 5 years here on the Master's Call, where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. We thank you for the great things that you are doing. We thank you for the miracles, for the signs, and the wonders that shall be seen within us in 2015, oh God. And we thank you for Pastor Chuck. We thank you for the message this morning. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are continuing to do great things in his ministry, in his family, in his community, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we just come right now, Lord, lifting up Candy Mosley and her family to you, Father, praying for comfort, strength, and peace for them. We lift up Jeanette Hightower to you and her family, and we're asking for comfort, peace, and strength for them, Father. Father, we speak healing right now on this phone line, Father. We decree and declare and plead the blood of Jesus over everyone who is experiencing pain in their mind, in their bodies, in their spirits right now. And we ask right now that if they would just touch the hem of your garment and if they would open up their mouth and declare that I am healed in the name of Jesus, that it shall be done, Father. Why? Because you have already given us the power, and we thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the preparation and the repositioning, refreshing that you're doing, Father. And we look forward to the revival that will come. And so we bless you as we give thanks for everything on this Thursday, Father God. And we magnify your name. These things I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. I know you want to go back and listen to this message, so let me give you the replay number. That is 712-432-1085. The access code is 539598#. We remember we will be heading over to the morning motivational call where it is Transformational Thursday, and the title of the message today that will be coming from Manager Byron Redman is New Beginnings. That number is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539598#. Please don't forget about the millionaire call at 12 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time and 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at the same number, 530-881-1300. The access code, 539598#. The Artist Educational Training Leadership Training Call with Dr. Karen tonight, 30 minutes before the last millionaire call. That number is 712-432-0900, and then the access code is 847-610#. It has been a pleasure to greet each one of you today here on the Master's Call. Thank you, thank you, thank you Minister Brenda Terrell for giving us our tag for today. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord Thursday for opening us up in prayer, for beginning to host, and Pastor Chuck, wow. If it wasn't for you and that message this morning, we would not be motivated to do what we need to do in this day, and that is to refresh ourselves. Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, we thank you, because if it was not for your yes, we would not have this call. I'm going to go ahead and turn this call over to Pastor Chuck to give us our benediction. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace, so go out there and make your day great. Pastor Chuck, come and give us our benediction for this morning.
Amen. God, we again celebrate this week. We celebrate this time. We celebrate this day. This is the day that you've made. So, God, we are in a position of rejoicing, and we're glad that we're still alive to enjoy this day and to move and maneuver through the challenges that this day brings. Thank you, God, for favoring us, for opening doors, for taking the stress away. Protect us and keep us in your care, O God. Allow this to be the absolute greatest day of our lives. We declare it no matter what it is that we face. We declare that this will be a great day. Thank you for everything that will happen on today, O God. Greatness is going to happen. Miracles will be wrought because of you, O God, in our lives. We give you the glory and all of the praise for doing so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each of you.